Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Grudge Talk Radio. My weekend was fantabulous, and I hope yours was the same. There was a lot of action in Macon, a.k.a. the Zoo, on Saturday, and even more on Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama. Shouts go out to Dolomite, the new top sportsman. Congrats, Dolomite. Upcoming events are as follows. This Sunday, May 26th, 901 Bad Boys will host a weekend in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Alley Cat will be hosting an event at Houston Motorsports in Texas. Edmund, Mr. Five Speed Hall, will be hosting an event in Montgomery, Alabama. And Quick will be having a race in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Rolling into the month of June, on Saturday, June 15th, Lil Tony will be hosting an event at US 131 Martin, Michigan Showdown in Motown. On that following Sunday, June 16th, 901 Bad Boys will be hosting an event in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Welcome to tonight's show, guys.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and interviews.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
quick. Weather things end quicker than I know, man. Hey, welcome, everybody. Another wild and crazy Saturday night. We got a lot of stuff on our plate tonight to get to. Things we've been working on during the week, and we're going to have my boards lighting up already. Some things we wanted to take care of from last week we're going to get to, issues I had, not issues, but just, you know, all this stuff about me not wanting to race women and shit like that. I'm going to clear all that stuff up tonight with all bullshit. I got my boy, Kev. You out there, babe?
What's happening, baby boy? What's going on?
Dude, a lot of things going on out here.
Okay.
So, we're going to be getting busy tonight, getting with it tonight. We just to get everybody know, we called out the North, and as the North as in California, well, I don't want nobody in Detroit and everything, Chicago getting all crazy right now. Their time will come, but in the meantime, we're doing this up north, and Chad will be calling in, and we'll be handling all that stuff. We got, like I said last week, and it's been confirmed, our mayor for L.A., Eric Garcetti, excellent job, excellent man for the job. Not because he was running against a woman. I don't want it to be like that, but hey, this guy's a people, man. He does the right thing. So hopefully we're going to get him one of these Saturdays to come on and talk about a lot of the things that are going on out here in California. And you know how bad we want to track, and we know how bad he wants to give us one. So how's everything going to Detroit? What's going on? What's the weather like? Still freezing your ass off out there?
No. We're about 60 degrees up here, 62, somewhere in there. We had a race tonight. I didn't attend, but Slouch did attend. He said he will call in and let people know what's going on. Other than that, man, I'm just hanging in there, brother. You know, blessed to have another day on this earth. But I hear you guys are going to do something, huh? You got there in California, you got the North invades the South, huh?
Yeah.
Or was it the North versus the South?
Yeah, we're gonna see what they want to do. See if they want to come play with us. And I gotta make this introduction too, man. Late as always is our the third member of our round table. I'm gonna start docking his ass. What's up, brother Tyson? What's there? Was you there?
Yo, stop using my goddamn mic. I'm on the first thing. I'm about to head to the airport on the first thing smoking.
You gotta catch a red eye tonight.
Hell yeah. You use my mic again, goddamn. What's going on? What's happening? What's up, everybody? What's up, Tao, Kev, everybody? What's happening?
No, man, sound like they got something going out there in California. They're gonna have their first grudge ink race out there.
Yeah, We're gonna plan one out here for August is what we're looking at right now.
Uh-huh.
And we're gonna lay the gauntlet down to NoCal, Northern California.
Okay.
And see if they want to come out and play.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
And hopefully they'll all be calling in tonight, seeing what's up.
Ain't nobody scared Cali getting high. Ain't nobody scared Cali getting high. You hear that, Cam? Yes, sir. Now the phones really gonna start ringing. Now who the fuck said Cali was scared? Yes, sir. That's what we need to hear. Sound like they're gonna do it. That's what they need to do. They're gonna do something local. And you know, get them on the map. Once we get them on the map, then you know, we can get some things going.
Hey, one thing I gotta say is this, man. And I'm gonna take a page out of Wayne's book. We ain't never scared. I gotta go into my bag of Detroit to pull that one out, but yeah. So I hope you don't take offense that I'm using his line or nothing like that. It's out of respect, that's all.
I'm gonna start some shit tonight. Kelly ain't doing nothing, man.
We doing it, baby.
Nobody's Kelly, man. Kelly ain't doing nothing. Kelly, stand up. I'm talking shit about y'all. So the phones better get to ringing, goddamn.
Oh, they gonna be in, baby. They gonna be in, man. We've been working this. Chad's been working it the last few days, and. These guys down here, man, they all the feedback, man. I think we're gonna have some people, man. We're doing it at a good track. There's no hooking at this place. No problems with hooking at this place. There's no problem. And all the guys from the north have raced at this track. So everybody knows this track. There's no surprises.
Right.
There's Bakersfield. Formosa Dragway is one of the most popular racetracks, even way back in the 60s when NHRA would hold events out there.
Okay.
You know, all the old timers have raced
out here.
You know, it's a good track. It's a good place. And I think it's a nice place for us to hand out some ass whooping.
Right. That's what's up there.
Oh, yeah, and just
we'll
to let you know.
We'll be seeing some videos soon, huh?
Oh, man.
Sure will.
We'll be seeing some videos on all them slugs out there in Cass.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, man, it's going to be, this race is going to be the prelude to the Vegas race.
Oh, Lord, I knew that was coming up.
We'll see how many people want to come out west. It's a long way to get your ass whooped, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I think preparation A to wear off. That's a long ride.
I'll get a hold of Willie Dog. I'll have him send out a few cases. I have Jay Barnes send out a few cases.
That's a long ride to have Federation Nation on your ass.
And you know, and listen to this, man. And when we get to Vegas, I'll even have some of the strippers show you guys how to properly insert it, okay? So you guys won't have any problems on the way home.
No.
You talking about some
pole
dancing? Hold on now. Pole dancing, that's butt naked. He can take care of that.
Butt naked will change his game, goddammit.
Now, you know what? I gotta tell you something, man. I just saw this movie the other day, and I was laughing my ass off because all I could think of was butt naked. Now, it's a kid in play movie, and it's the third one where a kid is getting married, and they owe this dude some money, and he busts in on the girl's bachelorette party. And he got up, started with the stripper, and started dancing. He started pulling up his clothes off, and then he had money out of his pocket. I was dying, man. I'm thinking, man, is that butt naked? Is that where he got from? Did he work with these people? Because I just couldn't stop laughing, man. I was like,
Oh, man.
I don't even remember what the character's name was because I was laughing so hard.
Oh, man. Have y'all heard anything down there at Wick's race?
No, I just texted Wick to have him call in and show. There's no, I think it's showing tomorrow.
His race is tomorrow, I believe. It's tomorrow.
I think it's 2 days, and it's a day in tomorrow,
ain't it? I'm not sure. You know, I just played that promo, and I thought that promo said tomorrow.
I know him and K-9 are supposed to be getting it out.
I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow, man. But we'll find out, man. We'll find out what's happening. And listen to this, I was gonna put this out later in the show, but you know, last week after I got off the phone, it just shows me how many friends I have that actually listen to the show, because I was getting texted from people thinking, I was afraid to race Miss Lee last week. And it's just like, man, that's not the case. That wasn't the case. So I think, you know what, I'm going to wait for Saturday
night.
They
thought we were serious.
I'm going to wait for Saturday night, and I'm just going to say this so we get it out. And so if there's any women, then don't take this personally, ladies. If you're listening, don't say this. This isn't something personal. It's nothing. It's just a fact. Okay? I've never lost to a woman, and I'm never going to lose to a woman. That's just a fact. That's not talking shit. That's not being a sex. That just is what it is. As the sun comes up and the sun sets, I'm not going to lose.
I'll tell you this. If there's any ladies listening on the phone or online, please call and go down on Tayo's ass. How about that?
Unless they drive it a Pro Mod or Dragon.
No,
or,
we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that.
And the other women that cannot call in are any of John Force's daughters. None of them can call
in. Wait a minute, hold on.
I just got a text.
Erica Anderson said, what you want to do? You got the back tire, the brake, the clear, whatever.
No, I know Erica. Erica ain't going to do that. She probably, but I'm sure Erica's trying to dial in right now.
In her post-star car. She just texted.
Hey guys, I just got a text, too, from Nicole out there in California. Nicole said, yeah, everything in drag racing.
Nicole, Lions?
Yep. Hey, have y'all seen her commercial? Have y'all seen her commercial?
Now, how could she text you if she's sitting right here next to me?
Man.
I'm just playing.
Nicole's from California, isn't she?
Yeah. I think she is. Either that or she wants to be. I don't know.
Nah, man.
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. That's just how it is. Nothing personal. I'm not. I don't want to be sounding like I'm talking shit. I'm just putting it out there. I'm stating a fact, and that just is what it is. I can't argue that. And look at my board is lighting up, man. I'm scared to answer.
I know it. I hope they're over the bunch of come on in and talk shit to him, goddammit.
All right, man.
You're going to get foot raised and everything.
If you don't hit the board, I'm going to start hitting the board.
I don't know who this is because they're calling from a private number.
And wait a minute. To the ladies that's listening, it ain't necessarily mean you got to drive a car. If you're a good gambler, dice shooter, if you can run on feet, however it is, you say he never been beat. So whatever your gamble is, that's your gamble.
You know what, man? I wouldn't put stiffs on this. Now, I wasn't done putting stiffs on this yet, okay? So,
what about ballet?
What's that?
What about ballet?
Yeah, they got me beat there, baby.
We'll put the tutu on.
No, man, I don't do that shit. They can beat me there. That's it. I'm talking about... Man, you better quit putting shit like that out there, man. You start making me sound stupid. Stupider. I'm sorry, stupider. Let me grab this line. I don't know who it is. Could be Iowa. I don't know. Let me see.
Your worst nightmare.
Yeah, we got a private call. Who's this? Hello? You hit the one button. Who hit the one button with a private number calling in? Your mic's live. Just say hello. Everybody just say hello. That's on the line, and I'll tell you if it's you or not.
Hello?
There you are. See, that was simple. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Okay, I'm about to put you back on hold. You said something just a second ago.
They said hello.
Maybe they're getting both feet. Maybe they said, you know what? I don't want to race it.
Maybe they made a mistake and pushed it one, buddy.
Okay, I'll put them back on hold. And if they want to talk, if they want to come back in, they can hit the one button again and put them back in the queue. Ooh, dodge a bullet there, baby. It was a woman, though, wasn't it? Was that a woman's voice?
Yeah, it sure was. I think you muted her or hung up on her. That was about that.
Yeah, you see how fast I jumped off? I got her off
that line. She said hello three times. And last time you said hello.
Hey, she said hello. She said hello one time. That was it, man.
You hung up on her.
I hung up on nobody. Negative, Ghost Rider. I would never hang up on anybody. I don't mute my. I don't hang up on anybody.
That's a lie. You always hang up on me.
No, I can't do that, man. That ain't right. That ain't right at all, man. Let me go to our next caller, 504-0388. Your mic's live. Who's this? 504-0388.
What's happening, Teo?
What's going on?
Hello.
Man?
Oh, this is D's Nuts Racing. What's happening with you?
What's happening, man? We ain't heard from you in a while.
You know what? I was just going to give you a shout-out today, man, because I was just telling Jay Barnes about you, and I'm like, because I told him about the car, and he says, I said, have you seen the car? And he says, the white one. I said, no, it ain't white no more. No, you got to go look at this one. What's happening, baby?
Oh, it ain't nothing too much. Just listening to your show. We're watching a little UFC right now, but I just wanted to call for your show and, you know, let's see what's happening. Yeah, we're trying to get the call dialed in. I had some troubles last week. But we're going to get back to it and hopefully have it running next week, you know?
Oh, good deal, good, man. Good. Yeah. You know what? I told Jay Barnes, but I want you to let everybody know the new name of the car, baby.
Oh, Blue Balls. That's the name of the car. Wait till the new sticker comes on. You're going to love it.
You better send one out to me, man, because you know what? I was talking to Jay Barnes today, and I was telling him about it, and I said, no, it ain't white no more, it's blue. I thought it was the name of the car, is Blue Balls. And Jay about fell out of his chair, man. He was laughing.
Oh, I got a little saying on top of the nitrous bottle. I got a nitrous bottle with a sack at the bottom of it, and on the top of the bottle it says, come get sprayed, you know? C-U-M, come get sprayed.
Man, you guys are out of control down there, man. I swear to God, you guys are out of control. Hey, but you
we
got to
keep it going. You know, it's all in fun.
Man, I love the color of that car, man. I love that color. That's a nice color. It's like an ice blue, Tyson. It's bitching.
They got a Mustang, don't
you? Yeah, a Mustang. Yeah, a 90 hatchback.
Yeah,
it was at Lena. You know, we had it out there. It was prime and white and gray. But we hit the wall. After Lena, we hit the wall. So I said, well, let's go ahead and put some paint on it now.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just listening to your show. And like I said, hey, supporting y'all. And hopefully one day I'll be able to get out that way, you know, come see y'all out there at one of your races.
Well, I tell you, we're trying to get one set up in August out here in Cali, and we're working for a race in March in Las Vegas.
Cool.
So hopefully that Vegas one you can come out to, man. I'd love to see the car in person, man.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, it's got a few flaws, but for a race car, hey. It's perfect, you know. I mean, it, you know, the body's straight on it. We two did a real good job on it, you know.
Right.
I'm happy with it.
That paint job, it just looks like it's wet. It doesn't look like dry paint. Just like it's always wet in the pictures. I like the color, man. I really like that color.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, in the sun, it really looks wet, you know. I mean, some of the pictures I posted on Facebook, it was, you know, kind of in a garage and stuff like that. Well, you put it in the sun, it's loud, you know. It's good color. It was a good choice, you know.
You know what? You should put a sticker on the back window and have it say, "Till the sweat drips off my balls."
We going back off today. Sweat from my balls.
Oh, dude, man, I do, man. I love the whole car because you know I saw it down in Lena, and it was and now seeing it now, man. I mean, it just looks like two different cars.
Yeah, no, that's the only downfall. That's the only downfall. I remember pulling to the line, and I remember Willie Dog saying, "He says, man, look at this. He primed it with a spray can. What he's trying to do?" So when I pulled to the line, I made that hit. He's like, "What Willie Dog?" Willie Dog said, "Oh, he's trying to sucker somebody or something." I said, "I laughed so hard it was funny."
Oh man. That's right up to your alley. He's a rattle can man, boy.
That's it, man. If my car gets a smudge on it, I get some 100, get just bend down a little bit. I take a bath.
Put the rotor on. There's something in the room, a yellow thing, okay?
Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
Take care.
I already took my bath. Well, thanks for asking.
I'm sorry, guys. I have my grandson here. He's with me.
I like to tow the car, man. I do. It came out nice. It really did.
I appreciate it.
That's a nice car. I've seen that
car. Yeah. What color blue is that exactly?
That's it's called Blue Flame Metallic. It's on like a 2011 Ford F-150. It's like
that's a nice color.
Yeah, man, it looks good on that car, man. It looks like it was meant for that car, other than that truck. Cause I've seen it on the truck.
Yeah, it looks different on the car. You know, with the black rims and it's pretty nice. I was happy with it. So, like I said, hopefully we'll be down on one of y'all shows. And like I said, I'm going to go on mute, watch this fight for a little while, and listen up to y'all. Y'all have a good show. All
right, man. All right,
fellas.
I'm going to leave your mic open, so just jump back in.
Yeah.
You guys are done watching.
Hey, man, we got a tribute question tonight for everybody. We're going to shoot about with the last half an hour off at the end of the show.
Right.
So stay on and see if you can hit it.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Glad you called,
Alan. All right, let me go to our next caller. 773-8424. Mike is live. Who we got? Hello? 773-8424.
Sound like
a kid. Who did you put them back on? Put them back on mute. Oh, and looky. Someone must have got the memo. Let me see. Hello, Miss Lee.
What's up?
What you doing?
Watching the hockey game.
You watching?
Don't be acting friendly now, Tayo.
Huh?
Don't be acting friendly
what?
Now.
Well, of course I'm friendly, man. I'm friendly. Why would I?
Oh, yeah.
Why would I not be friendly?
Ask her, did she hear the question?
I heard everything he said.
I'm sure she heard the question. Because I don't think she could hit that one button fast enough.
Oh, no. I was trying to get in, but I couldn't get in.
Oh,
but
see,
I've been on since
you,
so sorry.
I told you, Kev, he muted the mic.
No, I didn't go mute.
I told you. I knew it.
I knew it.
Miss Lee, I'm not getting in the middle of this one. I'm keeping my mouth shut. I'm on mute.
I did not mute anyone's mic. I don't mute anybody's mic.
Yeah, okay.
That would be ungentlemanly.
Oh, you're talking too friendly. You were just talking gangster a couple minutes ago.
I heard everything he said. I'm going to say it again. I ain't scared no woman. I ain't never beat no woman. Y'all heard everything you said.
And wait, listen, see, now you guys are taking it wrong. There was no gangster. I was just stating a fact. That's all.
Okay.
Well, I think she got a fact for you.
There was no disrespect, man. There was no. I wasn't talking down. I was just saying that, you know.
You ain't got to kind of act like you're cool with me now.
That's what I'm talking about. Wait a minute. Should we have friction right now? I mean, all right.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Tayo. Hey, you ain't this goddamn nice.
Man, listen, man, I'll tell you, man, you guys are just too goddamn tough in New York and Detroit, man. You just slow down.
You ain't this goddamn nice. She got on the phone, you changed her whole tone.
Listen,
well,
right.
I do know.
Okay, wait,
hold on.
It's because it's called respect, okay? You always have to have respect for people.
Oh, there you go.
You weren't showing no respect earlier.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. See, Lee, you're going about this the wrong way, darling. All I said was that
I heard what you said.
And did I say anything bad? Did I say anything bad?
You ain't got to repeat it. She heard what you said.
Wait. Did I say anything that was a lie? Nope.
No, but I'm just saying, you don't know what you're going to get into. You just better watch yourself.
You better watch yourself. You heard that. You better brace yourself, fool.
Hey, not only did I hear that, man, she didn't even stutter.
You got that right.
You said any woman.
Now, Lee, you're reading too much into this, darling. You're reading way too much into this. All I did was just state a simple fact, and I said, just like the sun comes up and the sun goes down, I ain't never been beat and never will. There's nothing wrong. I mean,
Tayo, Lee said you got 1-1 with your Vega with that reading.
She didn't say that.
What you want to do?
Yes, I did.
You heard her. What you want to do?
I'll take that 1-1.
Oh, you sound like you're backpedaling.
No, I said I'll take it. When you come out to Cali.
You sound like a Model T breaking up.
Wait. I didn't hear what you said. You said I sound like a G-body breaking up? I didn't hear that. What?
No, Model T.
Oh. Model T breaking up.
Lee get on the phone, boy. You get this old Cali charm. Hey, yeah, how's it going? Yeah. I'm a nice guy.
Now, what am I? Wait a minute. Hold up. What am I supposed to come in and say? Am I supposed to come in? Act. See, that's the difference between Detroit men and California men. We just laid back.
We don't come in all crazy, so hard
like that.
Sound like you're scared.
Come on now.
Sound like you're doing the breaststroke. You're scared.
Ain't nobody scared, man. Ain't nobody scared. Come on now.
You scared?
No, heck no. Heck no.
You're over there looking out the window like, I hope she ain't here.
You already got two strikes on you. One, you want to drive a G-body. Two, you're a woman and you can't beat me. That's already two strikes.
That sounds like a shout-out stereotype there, man.
She's
a woman. That don't mean she can't whoop you.
Wait. No. Listen. Wait a minute. Yeah, you're going back to what I said now. All I said was this. I've never been beat by a woman. I'm never going to get beat by a woman. That's all I stated.
Her statement is stated different. She's going to light that ass up.
Well,
you heard what she said. He got 1-1.
I heard that. I got 1-1.
And she's going to play the gap man on you. She's going to play the gap man on you. She's making it harder and harder, man.
See, now, Lee, they're the ones that are trying to get you locked in right now, man.
Look,
They're having you giving me all this stuff, and then they want you to put a gap on me on top of that.
Hey, why don't you give her a Russo special? Why don't you give her a Russo special? Why don't you just give her, why don't you just give her how you used to do? Just get out the car. You put this stage lanes, you get out the car, you run over and get your glass of water and run back in the car and go.
Because that's not gentlemanlike. That's not gentlemanlike, okay?
He's not gonna do that because she in a real car, she in a G box.
Oh, okay.
So he's not gonna do that.
Oh man. Now I think I'm in a doghouse now because I see my sister online too, man. She's ready to throw her two cents in. let me get to these lines. It may be somebody bailing my shit out. 630-1551 Mike is live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Real?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm at the track. I just beat the Shadow.
Wait, who won?
The boys from Texas. I just beat the Shadow here at Holly Springs.
Oh, you guys are running down the Holly.
Yeah, the high Camaro out of Texas just beat the Shadow here at Holly Springs.
Oh, Matt, did he cap him?
Yeah, it was a cap.
Did Wick run yet? Is it in the K-9?
No, K-9 played the luck off the Wick. There they come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, they need a lot of ambulances out here. So these people met it with the Shadow, and man, oh, man. It was a paddle fest, but goddamn it, the high turned the wind light on.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Who else is going to be running out there?
Well, the Shadow, you know, the Shadow locked in both Jekyll and Hyde. So he just ran high. So I guess he's going to go over and look at his car and fix his car. So he got to run Jekyll either tonight or tomorrow.
Well, definitely keep us posted, man. Keep us posted. Let us know what's up.
Yeah, I'm going to put my phone back on mute, and I'm going to chime back in if they come back to the line again.
All right, brother. You got it, man. All right. Let me get some. Now, I know this man's going to side with me. Uncle Larry, you there? Larry.
You ain't about to get Larry in that mess with you.
Uncle Larry. You better hurry up and know it.
Uncle Larry's an old wise one. You ain't about to get him in that.
What's going on? What's going down?
Uncle Larry, what's happening? Man, I thought I was going to see you down in Holly Springs with me.
No. I might be leaving out going to Maryland tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, they said Whit locked in
on
Turbo
10
tomorrow.
Whit locking in Turbo
10? Yeah, they say he locked in on Turbo 10 tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that should be a good one. A good one.
Man, I done left the family reunion. They calling me. Where you at? Oh, I'm at the track. When I got in Tennessee yesterday, I was fellowshipping with the whole family, and then I told them, I said, y'all ain't gonna see me tomorrow. They said, why not? I said, I'm going to the track. They said, you gonna be here? Man, they calling me right now. Where you at? I said, listen. All they heard was.
That's all they could hear.
That's all they heard.
Yeah, I heard that. Sound like y'all having a pretty good time down there.
Man, I'm having a good old time. Come tomorrow, it's really going to be having a ball tomorrow.
I heard that.
I'm leaving. They talking about tomorrow. Well, we got an early family meeting in the morning. Man, I'm going to get up and around about 9 o'clock and leave again. They got an early morning meeting. Look, they got an early morning meeting, like me. Man, there's some cars down here. And they said cars still ain't even came for tomorrow yet.
Damn.
But nothing comes?
No. Hey, in that shootout tomorrow, all the guys that run slicks, the white boys, real trees, big mall facts, all these guys down here with these cars, they done took all their slicks off and they got radios on.
What?
Yeah. Man,
wow.
Real, all of, and they looking damn good getting down the track with them radios on too.
Wow.
Yeah, they took the slicks off. They said we running the radios.
The 270. You run the 275.
Yeah, they got the 275s on. All of them got them on. Yeah. The white boys,
yeah.
Real Tree, Big Ball Factor. All the Wisconsin got them on.
It's a battle of the, I would say it's a battle of the drag radios then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, keep us posted. Keep us posted out there.
Yeah, because I don't want to have too much background. I just don't want to make you guys jealous.
You already did that.
You know, I tell
you.
I tell you, I was making us mad when we was having that cold weather. You know, he was 80 degrees. I got flip flops on, so I had to call in. You know, just see tail for a little while.
Yeah, there you go, man. There you go.
Well, I'm gonna go back on mute, y'all.
All right, man.
Man, I'm rubbing off on people out there. Now everybody's trying to dress like me. We're wearing flip flops and everything. Comfortable out there. That's why.
Hey,
Uncle Larry, you there? Is Uncle Larry?
Larry, you there?
I'm gonna tell Uncle Larry, them silver bass biting like crazy.
He's still on the line. I don't know what happened to him. He might be, unless he's driving through somewhere.
Yeah, he might be on mute. He might have got off for a second.
Yeah.
No, he's still here.
So is Lady Lee still on?
Yeah, she's still here. Oh, she ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I'm
Lady Lee.
She ain't done yelling at me just yet.
Oh,
well, Lady Lee, I didn't get a chance to meet you last week. I was in Mississippi and I didn't get a chance to meet you, but it's nice to meet you. I heard a lot of good things about you.
Oh, thank you. Nice meeting you, too.
Hey, Kid.
Yeah, so, yes, sir.
Hey, Kid. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to my boo, sugar.
You sure that's your boo? She your boo?
I'm talking to my boo, sugar.
Are you a boo, sugar?
Yeah, that's my boo, sugar.
Tyson, man, please. Not tonight, guys. Come on. Okay, let's go to this one then.
Lady
Lee.
That's my sugar.
Hey, Lady Lee.
Yes.
Are you Tyson's boo?
With my boo sugar. What? See that?
Oh, well, get the heck out of here.
Not just up. I don't know him.
No, he a G-body man.
Oh, okay.
That told me nothing. Who said that?
Don't start that, won't be done. I'm telling you, I'm right here by the airport.
Wait a minute. Who said that? I'm trying to figure out who said that.
You said it.
Oh, me? So now, why everybody pointing fingers at me, man? Oh, man, I better get to these phone lines, man, because I'm going to get yelled at right now.
Yeah, you better get the phone line.
You sure I can't make my sister wait no longer, man, because I know she's going to have something to chime in about. Hold on. Tina.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you, boy. I knew it.
I'll be nice tonight.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
For once.
But she's not going to throw her brother under the bus tonight. How do you like that, fellas? Look at that.
Yeah, at any time, though.
Family unity right there.
Don't throw you under the bus.
Night's not over yet.
No. Nope. Still got time.
Man, Tina, sit tight, man. This thing's blowing up right now. 313-4870. Your mic is live. What's happening? Hello?
That's Trey.
That's something else in the track. Who's that?
I might probably have no ET. I know ET was a day.
What time is it, Tyson?
Huh?
Time to buy a watch.
What time is it out here? Like 10:30, 11 o'clock?
10:45.
Oh. Didn't they snatch the tree up around this time last time? They was out there racing.
Yeah. Are you talking about for Wayne in our race?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because it ended at 10 o'clock. It ended at 10. You know, no EC don't answer shit 12, 1, something like that.
Right, but shouldn't they have got the same consideration?
Hold on, man. 313-4870. Your mic is live. Who's this? Hello? Oh, they got the phone in the pocket, maybe. I hear him walking.
Hey, Tail.
All right. Yeah.
Uncle Larry.
There you are.
You knew that we had accident, didn't you?
Right. I was just going to ask, how's Leroy doing? How are you guys doing?
What happened? No, I didn't hear about it, man. What happened?
I thought she had heard about it. I don't know. I know you and Kevin. You and Kevin was close in communication. I thought maybe he had told you.
No. What happened?
Yeah, last Sunday. Yeah, last Sunday. I don't know. I don't know if it was moisture on the ground because it was late, or if the tires broke traction on the top end. Car started trying to get away to spin, and he deployed the parachute. And when he deployed the parachute, it straightened the car back out, but it pulled it to the right, and it went into the wall. But it went into the wall. It went into the wall straight. It didn't, you know, hit head on or nothing like that, you know. And he came out of there all right. He just had a bruised shoulder, and he was shook up a little bit, you know. But he got out. He was cool. He was still talking crazy. So I was glad to see that. And then Leon offered us his trailer because we had an enclosed trailer. And Leon had an open trailer. He offered us his trailer, so we put his car in our trailer and put he let us put ours on there. And he stuck with his man until we got that thing to the shop, because we took it to the shop right from the tracks. And it was in pretty bad order, but they didn't want none, man. They didn't want, what I saw, they didn't want none of that. I'm telling you now. They didn't want none of that.
Wow.
So this time, we're going back to work. So we're going to see how
sweet. Looking,
you know,
looking sweet out there, huh?
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness.
Chocolate, you trying to tell me it was better than you know what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
well, I'm glad to hear that Uncle Leroy, he doing good, too, man. We're glad to hear he doing good.
Yeah, I'm glad the Lord is really good, man. And then the killing part about it, you know, I always talk about the fellowship part.
Listen, yes, sir, that's the thing.
We had over 200 people that stayed at the tracks with us until we left. People we didn't even know. People we didn't even know. But it had a lot to do with how you carry yourself and how you approach and how you treat people, you know. And that was the good part about it, because I seen people running up to him, hugging him, and he carried on that didn't even really, he didn't even know him, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And the last one most of all was the guy that came up in the wheelchair. He rolled up in the wheelchair. He rolled up next to the car. while we had it on the trailer and stuff. He looked over there and he said, well, I know everything's all right now. He said, I see him standing up over there. He said, that's the most important piece it is, him.
Yes, sir.
He said, you can always replace that. He said, you can always replace that stuff, but you can't never replace your behind.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's for sure. And that was the good part. But that safety, man, you remember we used to talk about that safety stuff?
Sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
Very, yes, very, very, very important, because when you're traveling miles per hour, I see it that way.
Yes,
you got to make sure you fasten down, man. You got to make sure you fasten down and you protect it.
Old cat told me a long time ago, and I just heard him talking, and he was telling his driver, he said, once we sit you in this car, you was a part of this chassis.
Hmm.
Man, tighten them belts down, and he was a part of that car. You make sure you're not going nowhere.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of guys I've seen them, just get in the car, don't try to tighten their belts up or pull down on them or whatever, but, I was down in Alabama last weekend watching them race. I had a boy in with a Cutlass. Man, I swear, this Cutlass, man, it had stock exhaust on it. I'm being honest with you. And they flagged him and told him to put a helmet on, and he made a motion, his buddies made a motion. That damn thing, they went out the gate. I said, God damn! What the fuck? I mean, that thing left about the gate. He had no helmet on that. And I just prayed for him, that car was getting loose, and he was driving it. But, like what Larry said, man, with the fellowship, and he's been preaching to us, and the safety, it's true, man. We truly need to think about that.
You don't never know who you're gonna need, man. You never know who you're gonna need. When you burn bridges and you can't get back across, man, you done did nothing but paint yourself in the corner, man.
That's it.
That's the important thing, man. The important thing.
One thing I would like to say is somebody got on the internet and said something about Uncle Larry saying fellowship. Let me try one thing right now. So you are a true racer. You've been racing for years. You're going to fellowship. Yeah, okay. Just like Tyson said, this grudge game, we're going to talk shit. But when we get done racing, we friends, and we good at it. And Tyson, he can say this. When Biz had an accident, man, Grind and Pound, they jumped up the car. They jumped up the car, and it was right there on the man. I mean, they were looking like, hey, we made the race, but it's my boy over here. Let's make sure he's all right. And that's what we got to start doing,
I just want to add to that, Kev, and I just want to tell you, Lee, after I tear that Regal off, just remember, we friends after, right? Don't be mad.
You're not a true racer if you can't shake hands at the end.
That's right.
Shake hands as I'm collecting all that money. I'll be more than happy to shake hands.
Hey, Larry, my brother taught me well.
Let me catch up, real quick,
Larry. Hey, Teo, before you get that one person, I just wanted to make this statement, and then I'm gonna go ahead on and sit back and listen to the program.
Go ahead.
Okay. During the time that I was speaking on the time of fellowship, I had one guy that made a statement, and he came and put it up on the board and stuff about fellowship. When he said that, I never remarked to that. You know why I didn't remark to it? The reason I didn't remark to it, because, number one, first of all, this is a sport. Number two, it's enjoyment for me, and it's a pleasure for me to be able to get together with you all and laugh and joke and have fun and drag race, because it's all about enjoying ourselves. So the reason I overlooked that statement was because of the simple fact that I felt like he had the brain the size of an ant. I didn't want to have no comment to it, and I didn't want to put myself on his level to make a remark behind it. But the whole nut of the show was, regardless of what he said, it's still going on, because I saw it when little brother hit that wall. When I saw little brother hit that wall, because of the way that we respect people and handle and treat people, that made people turn around and stuck with us all the way to the end, man. And I thank God for it, man. Because little brother get a scratch on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, because
you know, you look at it this way, you know, some of these guys get out here and want to be cocky about it, but my uncle always told me when I started racing the car, my daddy told me, he said, that car kill you quicker than anything. He said, if you ain't scared of it, it'll kill you. So, you know, I get a lot of you guys, you know, they're going to show, oh, well, you know, I'll do this and that. But you know what? I've always taught, if you ain't got fear and you don't respect them, it will kill you. And I think Leroy has a lot of respect.
Yes, sir.
A lot of respect.
Hey, Larry,
yes,
let me catch up. Before you go on unmute, I want to let you know what's happening out here.
Okay.
We're working a race out here. We're going to be doing a Grudge Inc. race out here in August. We're with Northern California, and we're going to get a group of guys here in Southern California, and we're going to tear their asses off up in Bakersfield. And we're gonna do it up there. We're still going through the final things, but we're gonna have our first one. We're gonna do in August. And
I'm back on.
What's going on?
Oh man, hey, it's about to be some action now. We get ready to see right now.
Who's that? Who's running?
Big Ball Factor King Kong.
Oh yeah, we want to hear this one.
They get ready to make their shakedown, and then they gonna find out they want to lock in or not. And then Lethal Weapon said they waiting on the white boys.
Oh
man, y'all missing all this good action. Hell, you ain't talking about that 80 degrees no more, is you?
Yeah, sure I am, man. It was beautiful today. It was 75 degrees today.
We ain't worried about no more. I tell you, we got shorts and flip flops on in Chicago now. We ain't worried about you now.
In a few months, baby, when it starts getting knocked off in November, you guys are going to be loving on me again. Hey, look, we ain't worried about you now. You know what I'm saying? You talking about you got shorts on, flip-flops, it's sunny and the weather good. I'm calling in now to rub it in your face. I'm at the drag center. Did you hear the tires burning and the motors roaring? Yeah, sure do, baby.
I'm calling to give y'all a live update, report what's going on.
Man, we loving it.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. Keep it coming, baby. Keep it coming.
Yeah, they get ready to Big Ball Fight get ready to shake down. We're told they can come on right now. He said they gotta make a shakedown to see. Then they gonna talk about it after that, but more than likely it's getting ready to happen.
That's good. We'll be waiting on that report too.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead and let them know.
That's the motorcycles right now.
Hey, Kale. Yeah.
You guys got any motorcycles with it? Any motorcycles that run good?
Oh, we got motorcycles out here, baby. We got bikes out here.
I know you ain't racing no bike.
We got a Harley Davidson out here with saddlebags. We got bikes out here, baby. Don't worry, man.
Yeah, they're gonna put tail in the saddlebags.
California is the king of bikes out here. Hey, let me grab some phone calls right now.
Go ahead.
I think this might be bowed down, Carlton. Jonathan, is that you, baby?
Yes, sir.
What?
Bow down.
Talk to me.
What's going down?
Hey, bow down. Like, come on, man. You've been on the show, and you don't call back in.
No. I've been busy. I had a little situation go down over here, so, yeah, I haven't called in a couple weeks, but...
Okay.
I called in today. I was listening in. I heard about the race. North Cal versus SoCal.
Yeah, we're gonna get it in right now. Hold on, Kev. We're gonna get this race settled, man. Are you guys gonna be in?
Oh, you already know. I'm bringing all three cars.
Yeah, man. We gotta get these guys. We're gonna do this up in Bakersfield. No lights. And you'll get your time ticket at the booth, but it'll only be your car on it.
Okay.
You know, so if you want a ticket to see what you're running to help tune and all that stuff like that, when they tune it, that type ticket will be cut, and you're only going to have your car on it.
No, I don't care what it runs. It could go 11th. I already know it's going to beat everybody that tries to step up against it, so I'm tripping on that.
Yeah, man,
I'm not worried about the time. That time slip is just a number. It's who comes through the finish line first, and I know I'm going to come through first. So,
Is the Camaro running?
Yeah. Yep. Camaro's running. Integra's getting put back together this week. It'll be running this week. So.
Okay.
And by August, we should have our other car done. We got a little secret weapon coming out for everyone. So.
Nice.
Yeah, everyone wants to play with these all-wheel drive cars. I'm going to show them what it's really about.
Damn.
Dang. What? At least I know it ain't going to be a Regal, that's for sure.
I can guarantee there will not be one car on the street that's going to touch this. And Gypsy Mike is getting called out on the street, too, with this, so.
You said Gypsy Mike? Gypsy Mike get the ass for work?
Gypsy Mike is going to get it. I guarantee at least three cars.
Okay, hold on. Can I please, Tail, do this interview? And Tyson, you just said Gypsy Mike is going to get his ass tore.
Yes.
That's what he did. Okay, I heard him loud and clear.
I'm done with it. The man said it. Where's Gypsy Mike? Gypsy Mike, are you scared to get on the phone?
Don't say that now. Don't say that, man.
I'm saying it.
Hey, this car's not running yet. You're going to lock him into a race, and this car's not ready. He said this car ain't ready yet.
The man. Bye, dog. Run with you on this phone. He's going from California on this phone. And let people know what's happening. Him and Chad. That's it.
Yeah, no one. I haven't heard no one from SoCal on here. Everyone, if they are listening, they're just too scared to talk. They know they can't fuck with our shit.
I hope that was direct.
Can I ask you a
question?
Direct
towards who? Hey, I want to ask you one quick question. What about CPR? That's all I want to ask.
Oh, they know they can't touch us. You know, if they're listening, they know they can't fuck with my shit. That's why they're scared. They already got their asses handed to them, and they tuck their tail. They know what's up.
I'm from the East Coast in Detroit. I heard they're buying other people's motors and shit going slower.
Here's the thing. Bow Down puts all their own shit together. It's not bought. It's built, not bought. Everything that we do is put together from our garage. And we put it together, bring it out, and race it. I don't go and buy another man's motor and put my name on it and say, hey, this is what I did. Nope. I build my shit.
Damn. Is it that deep,
hey,
Kelly?
Man, I didn't hear no stutter come out of his
deep
voice. He didn't even miss a beat. That's right, baby.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just asking a question. I tell. I'm not putting you in. I'm going by what was told to me.
Oh, no, that's what the majority of guys out here have to do. They got to try to find someone that's fast, buy their shit, and they don't know how to get it to work because they've never built nothing fast in their life, and they put it into a chassis that don't work, and they sit there spinning or don't know what they're doing.
Damn.
You got to learn the geometry of a race car before you can actually get it to go down the track and stay together.
Y'all, you know what? I ain't going to talk. Y'all some bad boys out in California.
Thanks.
Well, we gotta get them to get their shit straight because I heard up north Bodie's all in. He wants to do this and you know Kelly will be all in on this. And
that's fine. Like I said, if it's August, we should be good.
Yeah, we probably
gonna We're gonna call this the Bow Down Show.
No one can mess with me over here. That's why.
Is that Chad?
Yeah.
No, Chad's not online yet.
I thought that was Chad.
He may be pretty soon.
Uncle Larry, no, I'm not Chad.
Okay.
Yeah, Chad tries to come out here, but no one wants to mess with his car either. He'll be a man and straight up tell you he bought his roller and he bought his motor, but he's brought it out and people, everyone out here, oh, our fuel pump thick as shit. Oh, this car don't start. Oh, we can't do the burnout. They come up with every excuse you could think of when the street get on the street.
Car wouldn't start to get off the trailer.
Yeah, but a car rolled off the trailer and got started to get put back on when the cops came, but it wouldn't start to get off. Oh, yeah, sure. That's comedy. These guys are funny out here. They don't think they have it covered. They don't think they have a 100% chance. They don't want it. There's no guaranteed win. It's a 50-50, either hit or miss. That's all you can do is gambling.
So if we were to travel out there, the only person we'd probably get business with is Bob Down and Chad, right?
Pretty much. I mean, I'm a keep it 100 with you.
He'll be out there.
Listen, check this out.
Let the man have
Izzy will bring out a car, and then if he feels that it's not fast enough, he says, "Oh, we can't do this today." He's gonna go bring another car. Instead of just bringing the fastest thing you got to the plate, bring in, run what you brung. That's what you need to do. Not sit here and let me guess what car is going to work against what car. You bring what you got. Right. If you got enough, you got enough. If you don't, you don't. Don't sit here and play games with me. Oh, shit, you know what? That car looks sounds a little better than I thought. Oh, I need to bring my other car out tomorrow. No, bring what you got. If it's enough, it's enough. If it's not, then take it back home.
Right. Well, are you guys out there locking in races? I mean, you know, we had a big discussion about that not too long ago. And me and Tao and Tyson and Uncle Larry, we had talked about this. You know, we try to tell guys, you know, if a guy is there and he says he's going to race, you know, some guys lock in a bunch of money, but I think it's just dumb. I'd rather just lock in $200 from a sit there for 2-3 hours waiting for you to get down, and you say you don't want to get down.
Yeah.
You don't have to lock in a lot of money. Lock in $100, $200, you know, just for your time sitting there.
Exactly. And I'm gonna keep it 100. That's what happened. There's a video. I'm sure you guys have seen it. When I brought all three of my cars from Bow Down out, we drove them. They're on the street. I locked up with CPR, $1,000. I told them either you guys are gonna run or pay the $1,000. And they didn't have a car to mess with us, so they paid the $1,000. And that's the way it should be. Either don't make me bring my cars out. You say you got something to compete with it, and you can't. You're gonna pay the price for me bringing my cars out.
Right. And I agree with you on that. But what I'm just saying is, you know, would it have been better for CPR to say, I'm just saying, would it have been better for CPR to say, okay, I'm going to lock in $300 or $200 or whatever. I mean, to a certain extent, you're smart enough to do that. But they're going to lock in for $1,000. I mean, just a bunch of dumb ass gave you $3,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I call it a bitch out fee. You bitched out because you couldn't fuck with me. So we can lock up $200-$300. That's fine. I'm gonna bring my car. At least I know I'm getting paid for trailer, my car, my gas, my time.
Exactly.
You don't want to race it? That's fine. You know, pay the fee and we're good. We don't got to worry about it.
Do you think some guys are just trying to buy a race?
Yeah, I'll guarantee there's more than 100 guys out here that will. They'll borrow.
Hello.
What up?
You there? Oh, you know what? He got disconnected. No, he got disconnected.
Right.
He'll call right back in.
Right. Get him back in.
Hey, Kev. Remember when you were talking to me about a race in Orangeburg?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, they had a race. You know, in South Carolina, North Carolina.
Yeah. You said they were going to try and get one for August?
Or? Yeah, what Tay and them are doing is we're trying to do something on the West Coast, and Tay and them are trying to separate a race in California, a local race. And then
isn't that funny, though?
Well, no.
How convenient for
KO? Yeah.
Well,
I think
me living in California and you living in South Carolina, and me putting a race together in California, yes, I believe it is more convenient for me.
But at the same time,
This just came up.
Uh huh.
No, no, they have a bunch of races.
You know, I don't control
hey,
what happens out
South
Carolina.
No, seriously, they have races in the Carolinas. I promise you, Tyson, do you know the schedule for South Carolina, Uncle Larry?
No, that I don't know.
Okay, yes, well, they have a lot of races in the Carolinas.
Wait,
Tina,
hold on. You there?
Oh, yeah, my phone cut off. I was in the back.
Okay, all right. I just want to let you know you're back on.
Okay.
I just thought it was kind of funny because you were talking about that race, and now we've got one going in August in California.
Well, what we're trying to do for California.
I can't put a race on in South Carolina.
That wasn't it. You were supposed to come out here and watch one. You're supposed to come out to South Carolina.
I don't know who's doing this in South Carolina. I'm trying to tell you.
The thing of it is, and we get through this real quick, we're trying to respect each other's backyard. We're trying to, like, if California's got a race going on, if South Carolina's got a race, you know, he can't come out there. None of us come out there and do it. Illinois, Detroit, we're trying to show respect for each other. If they go to that governor and say, well, I can't do nothing, and the guys from Chicago said, we're going to put a race in South Carolina, then they have to go to that governor first and get his approval. So, well, I can't do nothing, but yeah, you guys go ahead.
You know what it is, Kev? You know what it is?
What is it?
My brother's scared to come to South Carolina.
Well,
I've been trying to get him to come to South Carolina for 12 years.
Because I don't work well with rednecks. I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I just looked at the schedule you all. Like, I looked at the schedule. I don't see nothing for South Carolina. I see something for North Carolina. Rockingham, North Carolina, July the 5th.
You said July 5th?
The 5th and the 6th.
Okay, Seth, how far are you from there?
Where is it?
Rockingham, North Carolina.
I'm not exactly sure where that is.
Rockingham, North Carolina. What we'll do is we'll make sure President Jay Barnes, Uncle Larry, if we're there, I know Jay Barnes will be there, guaranteed. We'll make sure that you receive a T-shirt and you know, make sure if you go to the race, Uncle Larry will take care of you. Don't worry about it. Uncle Larry will be at that race. I will be there, too, if the dealer permits.
I'm just trying to get him out here. That was all.
Oh, no, we can get him out here. He's been Detroit racing. He whoops some ass.
Oh, yeah. As far as he'll go is Alabama or maybe Mississippi.
I would go to Georgia.
Yeah, you go to Macon. I'm looking about Macon.
Hey, Uncle Larry, we need you to help out.
I don't know, man. When a woman gets hey, man, did you hear that song R. Kelly? You hear that song? You heard that song R. Kelly made? When a woman get mad, you
right.
Get out the woman.
Hey, Uncle Larry, listen, Uncle Larry, when a woman fed up,
when she fed up, get out the way, man.
Hey, Dale asked for them problems when he came early on the show. He was talking about the woman, this woman, that. So there you go. So it's dead on his foot now.
You
can't live with this woman.
If you really want to go down there, we could get a three car hauler and take your car and two of mine out there, and we can go get some races done.
You already said
Bon
ICC. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Hey, Lee, did you hear
that? It's not like
you,
hey, yo,
you don't
want to
come to California
hey,
with that regal.
We can't hear you.
No,
I mean if they don't want to come to us, we're gonna have to go to them. Just go show them what's up.
That's right. Mm.
Hey, Stay on mic. What type of stuff is that?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you right now, man. Johnson, they don't know, they think the world stops at the Mississippi River, man. They got to come out west.
Oh, no, yeah, that's not where it ends, for sure.
You know, everyone thinks California is all height and tight. It ain't all that.
Oh, California's the best.
Born and raised.
California, hands down, 100 is the best.
All they wear out there is thong flip flops. All they wear out there in Cali is thong flip flops with no shirts.
That's how we roll out here.
That's because we got the best weather in the world. We got the best weather. Why would we want to go anywhere else?
And Daisy,
we race out here. We race out here 12 months.
We race out here year round. We stop for a week or two when we get a little bit of rain.
What's the weather out there in South Carolina right now?
It's beautiful. It's in the 80s, almost 90s.
How much humidity?
Oh, it's got the humidity to it. I'm not going to lie, but at least it ain't that smog. I take the humidity over the smog any day.
No way, man. I don't even notice the smog anymore.
Hey, Bada, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me ask you a question. This is a question for you. What's the difference between humidity and smog?
The smog is just pretty much pollution. It's you know, it's dirty, but the thing is, the humidity makes the car run like shit. You got that sweatiness. You got that. So that's why I would rather prefer the smog over the humidity any day.
Okay. Man, answer the question, sis.
I still rather have the humidity. That is me.
Nah. We got the beaches right here. We live on the coast. We're right here.
I know,
it's beautiful.
I live right at the harbor.
So then you know.
I'm a beach girl, true and true.
So you know what's up. You know how Kelly's
the
best.
Yeah, I do. I do know what's up. That's the thing.
Wait, hold on. Let me do this. Let me get a biased opinion on this. This man will tell me exactly how it is. We'll get a completely biased. I'm probably shooting myself in the foot, man, because he's probably going to jump on me. But Melvin.
Yeah, I'm here.
Holla at your boy, baby. Help me out here, please.
What's going on with you, man? See, they all over you tonight, huh?
You ain't never lied, man. Man, I got one of your girls out in Detroit. Want to come up and put a 1-2 black eye on my eye with a Regal. I can't get no love, no place.
Hey, Melvin.
Okay.
That Regal is on, man. You don't even know how it's set, man. That thing got a couple Dominators on it. You basically get yourself into some trouble.
It's over carburetors.
I'll tell you like this: you could have those nice looks and all those pretty Dominators. Well, my single carbureted, single plate, those stock suspension car walks all over it. Then you're gonna say, man, what am I doing wrong?
No, we don't play that part out here like that.
I'll get.
Hey, bottom.
No, huh?
They don't put two Dominators on the run here to look pretty. They put them on the run. So I'm not bragging on them. Every time I see a couple of them, they get fit. They use them.
I hope they have enough to walk that thing down.
Well, they gonna give them one and one. I'm gonna be betting with the home team here.
I don't know what y'all do out there, but once you come up north, we have more than one systems. We don't deal with one system.
They put two Dominators.
Oh no, that's all we need. That's all we
need.
You
might see a car. You might see a car up here with four of them on it.
The reason why they run two Dominators up here is because then the carburetors are still all the air away from your car while it's going down the track. You ain't got no wind because it's going to
No. Believe me. I'm gonna have the wind. I'm taking that W home. Guarantee that.
Okay.
All right,
let's hear it. What's going on?
All right, we waiting on them right now. I'm going to go back on mute for a second. I'll let y'all know when they pull to the line.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Bottom.
Yeah.
They got a race over in, is it Holly Springs tonight, guys, in Mississippi?
Holly Springs, yeah.
Yeah. We're getting a live report, so when the guy jumped in,
Ain't nobody trying to disrespect you. We trying to hit live report.
Oh, no, no. That's cool. Yeah, I heard the burnouts earlier.
Yeah. We got that live report going on. We have to have that. That's a part of this show. That's what makes it so good.
Oh, yeah. No, I like that. That's why I call in all the time, just because this is the only action we really get, because I can't get no races out here no more anyway. So that's why I told Tail, he wants to travel. I'm willing to get a 3-car trailer. We can go out there and, you know, get some wins and come back home with, you know, back on the show
that's
and let
it.
You guys
that's
talk
good.
About it.
Hey, but I load the 3 cars up and come on this way.
Time.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a good time to go, because they got a race coming up real soon called Grudge Wars.
At June 15th. June 15th, we got a big race up here at a State Art Track.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm about to link up with Tao and we'll figure something out.
Yeah. Well, Chad said he was thinking about coming and get you guys to come. You know, it'd be a good race. Come on up and hang out.
Oh, yeah. I'm down to go out and have a good time. You guys, I'll be honest with you. Out there, it sounds like it used to be down here when racing was good, when Noggles
right.
was around. Tail, right or wrong?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why,
yeah,
you know,
out there, it sounds
right
like
now, Jonathan, that's why I go racing with these guys, because these guys, if they tell you they're going to race, they're going to race. Melvin,
yeah,
Melvin,
not like over here.
Melvin will drive the race. He's like us, man. Melvin. Low key, that you start talking, running your mouth. He just says, "Okay, let's do it." And it's like, then, boy, how many people you got backfilling when you nice and calm? Well, and you said, "Yeah, okay, let's lock in." They're like, "Well, wait a minute, you." Well, then they want to start adding a whole bunch of shit to it.
Yeah, just like out here, you know, every time they try to talk, I said, "Let the cars do the talking. You guys want to sit here and argue for 2-3 hours? Let the cars line up and do the talking."
Right.
And who comes to the finish line is the one that has the biggest mouth. Okay, he won. That's
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Now you shut up and go home because you can't beat me.
Exactly.
Hey,
but
out here,
the thing about Melvin is, and Melvin's like daughter, is that he will race. You know, like he said, I'm gonna win or lose. So
yeah.
What's the problem? You know,
that's
I,
it. Either
I,
you
I
got it's a 50-50.
I'm gonna win or lose.
Yeah, you either gonna win or you're gonna lose. There's no. Oh, I had a 30% chance. No, you got 50-50. Either you're winning or you're losing. There ain't no. I almost had you. None of that. You know, and that's what I try to tell these guys out here. I said I race cars out of my league all the time, but I still win. Just, you know,
right.
You take your chances. It's racing. Anything can happen.
Hey, Bada, can we ask you a question? What's
the
deal with Pooh's car? What's the deal with Pooh's car?
He's ready to run it. I don't know if he's willing to travel that far, but yeah, Poole runs
here,
Monte Carlo.
He put the internet where he would travel, you know, take his family out of town. We just trying to, you know, Poole. I respect Poole, man. I've seen Poole in there. I respect Poole. I'm just saying, you know, I can see him just, you know, get out of the city and come on and move around a little bit. You know,
Yeah, the thing is, I'll be honest with you. If we're gonna roll, we gotta roll deep. We're not. I mean, we're gonna take one car
right.
and then get knocked off, and then you know, we gotta have a variety and you know, sit there and you know, have some fun.
Right.
So. Yeah, we could get some people together. Which we could talk. We meet up. I'll have Taylor have a little meet up, and we could get you know some people together. We'll have Chad call some people and. See what we could do, maybe get a few cars, maybe 4 or 5 cars to come out with us, and, you know, all we need is 2 trailers, you know what I mean, and get it going.
Yeah, and all the guys that like we do, you know, we got to make a long haul, travel, you know, we all know who's going, and we all chip in on the gas and the bet money, you know what I'm saying, that's
yep,
how we do it.
That's it, you know.
So, you
and
know,
then the thing is, with us going out there, we already know our trips for with the wins, so we don't even
right.
really got to worry about that, so...
Right.
You know, we're going to come out there, get our trip paid for, even get some, you know, steak dinner,
right,
and we're
right,
good.
Yeah, right. You trying to make your money when you come on
hey,
you there,
hey, when you show up, I'm going to just be sitting there. I'm not going to even run my car. I'm going to pull it off the trailer and run you. After you do what you got to do, I'm going to pull my car off the trailer to run you when you get here. That's what I want to do with you when you get here. And then you can take me down the street to my favorite steak place. All right?
Okay.
That's hot. That's how I want to see you when you show up.
Hey,
okay.
Bob,
you think you just go come out here, eat real good, and go back home? I got something for you when you get here, all right?
Yep.
All right.
That's what we just talking about, Melvin. Melvin ain't scared to race nobody, dude. He just he wants to race. You know?
Yeah,
Melvin.
No, I mean,
and I say
you know, the thing I like about Melvin is a lot like us, and you know we call him a backyard mechanic. Melvin does everything. He's like you guys, man. Everything he does in his garage, he builds a motor, he sets his own chassis. He does everything he does. He does. He don't take it to somebody. He does his own tuning. He's a lot like you guys, man. That's almost like an art that's gotten away.
I'm always looking for that good ass whooping. I'm looking for somebody to really put it on me so that I can step my car off. Right now, I'm just in the cruise control mode, waiting on that. I got first of the month coming up here. I got to go over to Chicago. I'll be over in there. I get to run a few of the heavy hitters over there, and that's what I'm coming to look for. A good ass send me home so that I can make this car run. And until I get that, I'm just having fun right now, you know?
Yeah, well, like I know you guys watched that show, and even you heard my brother. He didn't even have to touch a second unit against any of these cars out here yet. So, you know, we're good. It's a single plate with dual stage single plate. You know, if we got to grab the second unit, we're gonna have to grab it. But so far, we haven't had to touch it.
Well, we kind of ride the same way. I don't use foggers. I run a plate system myself. So I run a plate myself.
So we're gonna have to.
I just had it, Mylan. When I got ready to see if I was going to use my second system, when I looked up, the light was off. I was like, damn, I got to figure out how to get it on. I turn it on quicker. I look over, see somebody over there that I need to turn it on with. So I'm riding the
exactly. So,
I like the guys that laugh at me when I tell them I got a plate on my car, and they got all them goddamn foggers on that motherfucker, and I'll be like, well, you know, it's like this. Nicest is nice. As long as you get it into the motor, that's all that matters.
Exactly. It don't matter if you got a top shot under the air cleaner or you got three direct ports. It don't matter what you got. Nitrous is going to get in there. It's going to run.
It's going to make some more power. That's it. So I'm having fun with my plate. I'm not going to take it off until I get my ass. I ain't even got to take it off. I'm just waiting to get beat down so I can just go back and turn the tune up. So that's all. That's all right.
Hey, Tail, what happened to everyone from North Cal and SoCal today? I put the word out for everyone.
Yeah, you know what? Chad, some people are just here to call in. Chad was just on the line, and then it dropped off. I saw his number on, and it just dropped off, so hopefully he'll call right back in. He might be in a bad area.
I get him in right now. I get him in.
When Lee gives you that 1-1 and run by you, what you going to do? You going to be all right after that race is over?
Is she going to be all right? That's what I want to know, man. I don't want her to go postal or nothing. And just like I told you, man.
We don't need no suicide watch out there. You know what I mean?
I want to check on him to make sure he's going to be all right. Because when she gives him 101, then she gaps him. We want to make sure he's going to be all right when he gets to the other end down there, you know.
We're good.
That's what they got the ambulance on the other end for.
That's what we got to die in for. Situation like that.
Thanks, Uncle Larry.
We'll make sure we got some special doctors
hey,
to track that day.
Melvin, we'll put Car Show Dave at the very end. And make sure I'm okay when I get out, huh? Oh, man. You know what? I'm glad I got family, my boys on here, all their support and love and everything like that. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you guys for having my back.
Hey. Yep. You're good. Don't trip. You know we that's how we roll.
Man.
Why? See, that's how y'all roll in California, man. When you leave out of California, it's a different ball game, man.
No. You gotta stick together. That's how it has to be. We're gonna come out there as a team. We're gonna show them how Cali does it.
That's no problem.
Hey, Tail.
Yeah, there.
Did you see Big Drag? Well, you did you get a chance to see Big Drag's car that he had that was so fast, the one that the woman was driving?
No.
He had one with a small block in it. And one day he came to US 41 and he went up in the tower and he told the whole place that this place is under siege. He had a female driver that didn't leave nothing on the lights. Nothing.
Oh, really?
So we gonna put that ambulance on the other end, Taylor, in case that female do that. We want you well taken care of, man.
I know that's right. You guys are killing me, man. You guys are killing me. Man.
Hey, Taylor, when's this race supposed to be?
Whenever she comes out to California. Well, you guys said y'all was going to do a load of cars and bring them out this way. We'll make sure we have her at a track when y'all get here.
We'll do something. Well, we're gonna have to link up. Me, Tail, Chatter, we're gonna get linked, get together, and get going.
Yeah, right. And when y'all come out here, we'll make sure she be at the track to take care of that.
Okay.
When is your August race? You have a day locked in or no?
Let me open up another mic here. 870-0273. Your mic is live. Who's this?
What's going on, Taylor? What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
It's D&D racing out of Arkansas, man. Hey, I was just calling, man, trying to see if you have a race report, man, from down there in Holly Springs or what.
Well, we're getting ready to go off right now. Was it King Kong
and
Ball Factor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're getting ready to go off right now, man. We waiting for they were gonna chime in when they got to the light. I guess they just locked it up and they're heading up. So we're gonna be hearing it live in a few minutes if you want to stick around.
Hey, yeah, Taylor. Did K9 and 901 ever race?
No, K-9 didn't come.
He paid the lockout, man.
Hey, Tail.
Yeah.
What you gonna get into tonight?
Well, I was hoping there'd be some people calling from Northern California right now to.
He's going to Minjo's.
Because I'm getting ready to go back to the house. I'm in Bellflower right now. There's going to be a shootout tonight on the bridge. They got 12 cars
really?
Out there, so, yeah.
What time?
I'm going to probably leave around 9:30, so if you want to roll, we'll just roll out there. The bridge is a mission, but.
Yeah, give me a holler when you guys are ready to roll.
All right, I'm gonna take off right now, so I'll give you a call once before I leave the house.
All right, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Taylor.
Right,
yeah.
I got a surprise for you, man.
Uh-oh. Let me sit down.
It must be Sweet Willie.
Sweet Willie.
Hey, what's going on, Captain? What's going on, everybody?
What's happening,
baby? hey, what's going on, man? What's
going on? They dead to hold this kid.
Man, it's all good, man. Don't no motherfucker move, don't no motherfucker get hurt. You understand me? What's going on? What's going on, family? What's going on?
Okay, call it, man. Good to hear your voice, man.
Man, it's all good. Good to hear y'all voice, too, man. I had to sit back and lick my wounds and goddamn get my marbles back. But everything cool, man. I'm feeling a lot better and I'm working on my car, putting it back together. Gonna be bigger, better, faster, stronger than ever.
For sure. That's what it's all about.
For sure, this Sweet Willie in the motherfucking building, baby. You know, other than that, if I knew it, I'd do it.
Shit.
God damn it. If I knew better, I'd do better, god
damn it. Yeah. Hey, man, hey, I miss everybody, though, man, and I appreciate everybody's support and all that. Man, everybody know, man, y'all my favorite turds, man. I wouldn't shit you for nothing in the world.
Man, I don't know about you, sweet girl. I'll shoot him.
Hey, it's all... Hey, yo,
acting funny right now.
Hey, yo, what up, baby?
Oh, not much, man. What's happening with you? I'm glad you finally called back in, man.
Man, it's all good, man. Yep. Hey, man, this is my first day on the show, man. And it's all to the goddamn good, man. Shit. Hey, say, yo, I promise you, man, I'm coming out there, man, to fuck with you. And, man, we're going to come out there and do some shit, man.
Whatever, I promise you, man, we coming, man. We coming, and we get a chance to talk about it for sure. Heck yeah, man. We'll get a beautiful thing. Hey, when are we gonna be at Sacramento somewhere, or?
Do we got to go closer?
No, the first one, we're doing one. We're going to be doing one in August in Bakersfield. But I think we're going to do the bigger Grudge Inc. race. We're going to do that in Las Vegas.
Okay,
yeah.
That's beautiful because I got people down there, and, man, it's all to the good, you know. Yeah, that's what's up, man. But, hey, man, it's damn good to be talking to y'all, man, and, yeah, I can't wait to see everybody soon. I feel like I didn't let everybody down again, stand my shit up. But hey, I'm going back to the drawing board. I'm gonna try to get it ready as quick as I can.
Well, man, I'm just glad everything's okay with you. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I got to reach out to Larry T there because I was scheduled to be in Maryland racing tomorrow. And Bugs Creek or something like that. But Monster, you know, shout out to Monster, Larry T, Gunnett, everybody up that way. And man, I got to reach out and call everybody because I've been missing in action. But goddamn, it's gonna be alright, man. You know,
yeah.
You know, and much love to country and everybody because you know, country from Virginia, they been called and with their condolences and all that, and you know, and I'm sad too, cause I want to come out there, put on the show and pull their ass out, you know, cause they got the baddest back half on the planet, and that's it, you know,
yeah.
And that's it, you know, like that, you know. She said, "God damn it, we'll come to make it, we'll come down there." She said, "Sir, who can I call you guys, sir? Cause we'll come to make it and rain your ass." We got the baddest back half in the country, and that's it.
That's funny.
Y'all feel me, right? And that's
yeah.
It.
Uncle Leroy.
Yes, sir. Who is Kevin?
It's Kev.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Boy, you know you ain't. You know you my boy. You never get no bigger.
Man, hey. Yeah, that's what they say, Eddie, man. That's why I just rephrased it and say, "You my favorite turd. I wouldn't shit you for nothing in the world."
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear, man. I know you all right now. Hold on now. Uncle Larry, your favorite turd. I'm your second favorite turd.
Man, it's hey, you know, Larry. You know both my favorite piece of shit. You know damn well I wouldn't shit him.
Sound like he ain't never gonna shit no more.
Man, I'm trying to tell you shit.
Uncle Leroy, man, it's so good to hear your voice, man. It's so good to hear your voice. We know you, man. We love you, man. You gotta go. Keep it going tonight.
None of that old fresh shit, but I love y'all too, man. But I ain't gonna play all that old fresh ass shit. All that
don't
get it. All the law don't go too up before motherfuckers go to China. Put Snickers and shit on motherfucking cars and shit. Don't put no motherfucking candy on my motherfucking car. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking bring it.
We're going to put some
shit
on. Put a Hershey's Kiss on.
Oh, hey. In a motherfucking
fuck around and get a bucket of nuts and a yard of dick.
Man.
Okay.
I'm going to play that, baby. What's that?
That's Sweet Willie right there, baby. That's Sweet motherfucking Willie there.
In the motherfucking field.
Before you get off the phone, tell them about the, you said the accident you had was just like that lady that fell down. Tell them what you said about that lady that fell down.
I'll say, goddamn, I'm just like that old motherfucking lady that fell down. I'm falling and I can't get up. It's a motherfucking bitch. I say, this is a fucked up shit here, boy.
Well, we know you up. We know you up now. But, hey, they got your beat.
Yeah. Motherfucker, right. Yeah. Man. It's a goddamn shit going on. You all know.
We're going to get you some of that, old staff. We're going to get you some of that old staff we rub down with. You'll be all right.
You know, and the fucked up part about it, it was a motherfucking deer ran across the motherfucking track. That's the fucked up part about it.
Butt naked, y'all. Butt naked.
They said, butt naked, set that motherfucking deer out for all the fucking time. They ran across the track.
We got the report on. Hold on a minute.
We get the report.
Report.
We got the report.
Here's the next.
Yeah, that's Wick. That's Wick and Ball back.
Hold on one second.
Hey, what a report coming from?
Macon.
Holly Springs.
Yeah. Hollow Springs.
Hollow Springs.
Hey, here they go, y'all. They're in the water box.
Who about the race? King Kong?
Yeah, King Kong and Ball Factor.
King Kong and Ball Factor. Shit. Head up. 8 mile, 4 trees. Both of them got radios on.
Hello?
Anybody want to lock up a motherfucking bed on the phone?
I got five dollars on Ball Factor.
Say what?
I got $5 on Ball Factor.
You got $5 on Ball Factor?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a motherfucking thing. Who said that? Who said they got Ball Factor?
The nephew.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Thanks, Kevin.
When I see y'all, bring you on.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
This is 25 push-ups.
Yes, sir.
So just $5.
Oh, dog, they're doing the show.
Here they go, one. You ready for the beams?
Kevin said, motherfucker, I'm pushing.
There they go, and they pull it in the beams. They're in the beams. Here we go.
Who that talk?
You got a staging duel. Here they go. Big Ball Factor just beat them.
That's Larry and Leroy.
What happened?
Ball Factor won.
Yeah, King
Ball
Kong got up.
I got some money, bro. You got it.
He got it.
I'm
damn right. Shit. Let's go.
He come in with the money. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, do Wick have some supplements?
Oh, he stood up. I heard his name. He said he stood up.
That bitch stood up. It don't matter. You still got to get that preparation weight put in there.
Yeah.
You said what now?
Hey, who got the preparation weight?
now, King Kong, shut up.
Somebody got to get that preparation up for goddamn it, Wick. Put the tip on it.
Not a long tip, bro.
Yeah, a long tip, Kirby.
Who won?
They say Ball Factor won.
Ball Factor 1.
Yeah, it's in Ball Factor 1. I wonder
that
was crazy.
He needs a pad and a tip.
Oh, we.
You best believe
he got a blot his ass with a preparation age pad. Ain't that a bitch? He got to put a Kotex. He
got to
put a
cold
in his ass.
And his tip and his pad. Yeah, he got to wear it all tonight.
Oh, my God.
So
is that the second race that Wick lost tonight?
Yep, that's the second one.
Oh, yeah, that ass. Hey, he got his shit pushed in tonight, baby. Hey, what they say? Hey, what did they say on training day when they were sitting at the table? He said, hey, bro, you ever got your shit pushed in?
Hey, who be with the first game?
Uncle Leroy, what did he say? He said, you just got wet. Hey, motherfucker, put
hey,
a snick on
the
first car.
Who beat Wick the first time?
Who was it? They said it was somebody. We have to ask Danny when he come back on. I know they said one was a punk out. The other one was a race, and then he just ran Ball Factor. But this is the time. Last time we were there, Ball Factor beat him.
Ball Factor talking yeah, shit tonight. Well. He gonna be there. He gonna be like, ain't nobody can whip my ass.
They made clean.
That was a small. Ever that small block is a big block.
Oh no, I think Ball Factor.
Is that?
Yeah,
Ball Factor.
Ball Factor is a small block.
There you go, small block.
Yeah, small block.
Mm-hmm. There you go, small block in that car.
Wayne called out Ball Factor.
Well, I'll see what I can get in that small block.
Hey, Buck.
Yo.
Hey, Tao, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, it's all good, bro. Hey, I'm at a restaurant. We going to get ready to bounce. But, hey, man, hey, good to hear from everybody, man. And y'all be good. Be safe, man. And I'll be seeing
you
soon.
Go.
All right, Uncle Leroy, we're glad you're safe, man. You doing
sweet, Willie.
Leroy, thanks for calling
in, baby.
Willie
in the building. All right, baby, nobody get hurt. You got that shit right, man. Hey, y'all have a good night, man. See y'all soon.
Hey, Uncle Leroy, before you go.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to rebuild the car or build a new car?
I'm rebuilding.
Oh, shit. All right, that's all we need to hear. We'll talk to you some other day, sir.
It's all good, man. Y'all have a good night.
Hey, T.O.
Hi, what's Steven? Yeah.
Watch this. See you later. Bookie?
You're going to hear about that one, Larry.
I know. You know I'm going to hear about it. I'm just so glad, you know, the Lord looked down on it, man. Didn't nothing happen
yes,
to
sir.
Him, man. That man was flying, man. That man was flying. Yeah. Y'all know I know it flying. I've been around drag racing long enough to know when I see something flying.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Yeah,
that man was
flying,
man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guys, I want to say this tonight. I want to say that this show, as long as we had it on, this show is a week, but we have been able to talk, shoot the shit, and have a good time. But for, you know, Uncle Leroy on the phone tonight, I'm sure he had to say, man, I'm just hoping the guys take it, and we had a good, excellent time, man. It's
what it's all about, man. You know, like Uncle Larry started this fellowship. So, and people on here, internet talking about fuck the fellowship and that's some ignorant ass shit. No.
It wasn't, but you know what? It wasn't people, Kevin. It wasn't people. You could just come out and say who it was, man. It ain't no secret. I know who it was anyway, you know. But I kind of overlooked that, and the reason I overlooked that because they say that experience is the best teacher, man. And I think I got far more experience than he has, so I have to take what he said as an understatement. Because see, a lot of people don't put value on friendship. I put value on friendship, but boy, you don't never know who you're gonna need, man.
Yes, sir. And that's what we was talking about. That I think about 2 weeks ago, me, Tyson, and Taylor was talking about if a guy needs something and you got it, you know, it's on your car, you know, take off. And the guys would say, I would tell you, I'm giving it to you. I mean, that's what Dragons was. My dad always taught me that racing from mining from years ago. That, I mean, I watched these guys one time. I was a little bitty boy. They fucking snatch out a transmission and put another guy's car so he can make it in race. You know?
Well, Leon, I'm going to tell y'all, Leon, if you were three lugs, man, that he's some kind of guy, man. I'm telling y'all, man. Man stuck with us. He went out of town with us. He made sure that everything was in order, man, before. And he was left so late until he had so far to go until he didn't go home that night. He went over to Drag's house. And then he left from Drag's house the next day. You know, I have to say that. And then the other thing was, y'all wouldn't believe this, man, but I was halfway down the track when the accident occurred. I had nothing to do but just pull straight over to the wall and get ready and rip the door off so I could see if he was cool. He opened the door, and when he stood on the side of the car, before he could say anything to me, man, the avalanche was, one was behind the car, one was in the front. One guy jumped out and knocked the power off in the back, and the other guy jumped and went straight to him, man, in less than a minute. And I had to, when I went on the show, I had to turn around and I had to give them thanks for that, man, because they did their job, man. Yeah, Union Grove, Wisconsin, they did the job, man. Oh, you know.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing because I like to hit it.
Yes, sir.
Nothing like that safety, man.
That's right, man. We all know where we want to go, man, but don't nobody know where they're going to end up at, man. You never know who you're going to need, man. That's why you got to be careful how you handle people, man.
Got you, man. I know, and I tell you again, we got a lot of bullshit talking. And, you know, I can say this for you know, we call our show the round table. We got Tyson, we got Tail, me, and Uncle Larry when we started the show. And these guys on this phone here, guys, from California to New York to down south, if I need something, if they need something, I got it. And so, you know, we need to stop this bullshit, you know. Race is race, you know.
That's right. It never gets personal. I have never known it to get personal on this show. It don't get personal, man, because you know, shit talking and all that trickery and all that, it's part of grudge racing. You know,
right.
But
that's
it
right.
Don't have to get to a point where it turns around and it gets to be personal, because it's all about fun in the first place.
Right.
Ain't that serious, you know what I mean? It's all about,
you know,
fun.
People want to say, but you know what? Tyson, he gets on here and say what he want to say. I gonna say what I want to say, and don't take it personal, you know. And you know, Taylor just say he want to say, and don't take it personal. But I tell you what, I call one of them guys. I call you, Uncle Larry, Tyson. And this is being honest. You know, we started the show. We called the round table. Some people took it and say, okay, we gonna start it too. But these guys on this phone, if they got it, you got it. If you see a guy at the track, you got it. He got it. You got it. You know.
How's that bump steer? Hey, how's that bump steer working on your Vega?
Haven't put it on yet.
Ah, where'd you get it?
Brand new in the box. You sent it to me.
You know, it's funny that we talk about that, because a real good friend of mine, we always fuck with him, and he putting his car together, and it's so crazy because every morning I call him, and our conversation is I'm busting your ass and just hang up on each other.
But see, Tyson, that's not personal. People are really, that's not personal. It's just you're motivating him. You're motivating him to keep going. You know what I'm saying? And people think that when me and you talk on the phone or you know, whoever's on the phone, it's personal. You're motivated. Like Taylor said, man, how's the bump steer going? Haven't put him in the car yet. Because, you know, I'm really haven't changed much of configuration.
You know how he is when we be at the track. What do me and Reg do all day long? We crack jokes all day long.
Man, my boy Reg, man, I want to get Reg on the show.
We crack jokes all day long.
Right. Mm-hmm. We get Reg on the show, man. Him and Uncle Larry, we can sit back and let them two talk. And it's done.
This is our motto. When we crack jokes, this is our motto. You grin, you win.
Right.
You grin, that means you.
That's right. Hey, Tyson.
Some guys
the only time that I come in contact with people, mostly Tyson. See, Tyson, I'm mostly I'm family orientated, but I'm mostly a loner. So what I did, I put me a CB. I put a truck together that's got 7 alternators on it. And when I get ready to talk to somebody, I talk to them over the airways. After that, I spend 95% of my time by myself if I'm not with family. You know,
right.
And the only time I get a chance to really fellowship is when I get with you all, man. So that's why it'd be so much a pleasure to me, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about.
And what I'm saying is, you know, where's the problem at? You know, why would this guy get on the internet and say, whatever I'm here to say, Uncle Larry.
You look at it like this, Cam. Look at it like this.
We call Uncle Larry Uncle Larry, and no one's going to take it from us.
You look at it like
this. I'm sorry, Tyson.
All the stuff that go on about Grudge Inc., it's a person that don't even have a damn car. They're starting all this bullshit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a person that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. They ain't got a car, ain't with a group of people, ain't nothing. It's just some random hater that's typing on the computer and getting a bunch of stuff stirred up over nothing. You know what I mean?
Tyson, right. I mean, you know, we have to deal with life, period. Okay, like, it's like, you know, when Tail started the show, you know, we didn't have very many people calling in from East Coast to West Coast. And me and Tyson, from day one, people want to know where me and Tyson came from. We stood in the show with him.
Thanks to me.
Uncle Larry, you was there from day one.
And the man said
he was going to quit the show. And, man, we was like, no, you're going to quit this show. He's like, you know, I just think, you know, certain things going on. He expressed himself. And we respect him for it. But we told him at the end, Taylor, you're not going to end the show, dude. You're going to just hang in there. We're going to do whatever we got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up, Kev. Thanks to me, I'm the one who made the show.
we'll send your royalty check to you real soon.
I want my money.
I mean, no, all jokes aside, when the show started, you know, it was Tyson. You know, he's one of the first persons to call in, Uncle Larry, and we only had like 3 people on the show. But you know,
not look at it.
You know, now we're growing. Dude. No, I mean, our show, you know, we talk about shit, and our shit starter is on this show is Tyson. So don't take it personally.
Tayo don't got.
He just
Tayo don't got arrogant. He don't want to pay nobody.
No,
finally realizing that.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's where the problem came in, and it's all my fault. I'm gonna take full responsibility. After that show, when Tyson came on, I told Matt, I said, "You got full reign, man. You go ahead and come on and say whatever you want to say." That was my fault because now we can't shut him up. Now he's just
when I came on, he's out of control now. Came on the show, and since then we had 100 million callers. I want my money, man.
No, so I did go back and listen to that show, man, and I even started crying. I had tears in my eyes. I was laughing so hard, man. That shit was just
well, you know
funny.
What, guys?
I'm like, hey, don't make me do a little richer to you. Who
right,
made this
let me tell you, guys.
Me. I made this happen.
Hey, let me tell you, guys. Our anniversary, I'm going to tell you this. Our anniversary will be in July. It should be the second week of July.
Tyson, Uncle Larry, and Leroy, I love y'all. Tao, man, just we appreciate you, brother. I mean, you took a lot of your life to do this, and people don't understand that, you know, what we do to make the show on Saturday nights, you know, that we've committed ourselves to do this show. So I want to say this, guys, let's keep it going, you know. You know, we had one hell of a show. You know, no one's beat us yet on the internet. But, hey, guys, let's keep it going. I mean, we call this show a little joke.
I'm putting a post up there. Internet callers, if you think Tyson need to get paid, text him. I'm in desperate need. My EBT card been cut.
Cut off.
I had to talk to, on one of the other shows, I had to talk to the guys, you know, and the drag racers have got to a point now where they got to realize that we are nothing but the performers. It's just like having a show or a concert or something. We're the performers. And with us being the performers, we got to have somebody that we got to perform for. We have to make and put value on all of the people that's coming to participate and watch us perform and do what we do. You know, and a lot of them, they got so stuck into themselves, they only want to talk about what they do. But see, without those other people, we ain't going to be nothing, man. We're not nothing. Because I saw a show that went on, and there was no fans there. And with it being no fans there, man, the show turned out to be a flop. You know, we got to have the fans, man. We got to remember, while we performing, we got to satisfy the people, man. And we got to be people persons, you know, to make them participate and keep coming, you know. So as long as we keep it going like that, man, we're going to keep on marching on down the road, man.
Hey, guys, let me get to this. I got another caller real quick. Let me get to this caller real quick.
Okay.
219-2285. Your mic is live. Who's it?
Leah.
What's going on?
Hello,
man. What's happening? Not a whole
Leon.
Lot of nothing, man. Yo.
Hey, Leon.
Are you back?
What's up?
Huh? Leon, where my little man at? Where my little man at? Short, man. Where he at? You all right?
Who?
Your son. Where's he at? Everything good?
They upstairs. They cousins here. And they cousins upstairs, so they doing a little run. They doing their work upstairs now, so I'm downstairs in the basement.
Yeah,
we're talking about Kevin
driving
a truck. Yeah, he's sitting there. My girl said he's standing in the window looking at the takeoff.
Okay, I'm telling him Kevin's going to be back. I'm going to be back for him.
Oh, Leon.
Hey, Leon, I talked you up, man.
What happened? I was listening. I heard y'all.
Oh, okay.
I heard a little bit of it.
I was telling them about what type of person you were, man. You know, and how deep we had the consideration that we have for you, man, because I consider you to be a real stand-up guy, man. And I had to tell him. You know, I'm like a old refrigerator. I couldn't hold it, man. I had to tell it.
Yeah. Well, you know, some guys, and me and Leon, we talked. Some guys said, well, you know, I'm from Detroit. I'm from here and there. But, you know, Leon's the one that the guys I met. Leon met you, what, 5, 6 years ago? And then I called Leon Forge, and Leon, I need you. Oh, I need that. Leon, hey, man, you know, I'm putting the mail to you. You got it. And this is what you got to understand. That's our thing. It's something we started.
Hold on. Leon didn't come on right. You know, he come on with, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, that's how I do it, man.
What's happening, man?
You got to tell me what's happening, man.
Hey, when Leon say what's happening, man, it's all right.
Hey, how y'all? How you doing, Grudge Team? How is Grudge Team Racing doing?
Oh, man, we doing swell.
Y'all just don't know how I feel, boy. I done said here, I didn't go drag racing. I've been eating all my cousins here from the States. I'm having a good time. Ain't got to go to work the Tuesday, you know. And you know how it is.
Hey, you know we just got knocked off, Leon.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Ball factor just knocked his head off.
Oh, somebody hurt him right now. I know that for a fact.
Uh-huh.
That's the second time.
Boy, somebody hurt right now.
At Hollow Springs.
Wow, Gadget called me about an hour ago. No, about 2 hours ago. He said he was gonna call me back because he was on his way down there.
Yeah, I can't wait. I gotta see Wick. I gotta take Wick in my office. We got to have a conference. Find out what's going on.
Hey, that just changed him up. That's all. Let him know he can be beaten like anybody else could. That's all that was. Anybody heard? Is Brian Davis okay? Somebody told me his car blew up or something.
Anybody
heard of him?
Tonight.
They just called me and said it's on Facebook. Whoever got the Facebook drag racing, they got a picture of on the crack. That him and Wayne was him and White Trash was on the line, and they was in. I guess they put $500 or $1,000 up for each round and some guys got together and they left and say by mid track the whole car just exploded.
No.
Who put it up?
It's I think they say the car burned up. But they're gonna call me back.
No, I mean on Facebook. Who put it up on Facebook?
Let me see if I can call. It says Facebook Drag Racing News or something, however they posted up there. I couldn't get on because I ain't no member on that Facebook stuff. But whoever got Facebook on Facebook Drag Racing or Facebook Grudge Racing or whatever.
Sergeant Davis said Brian Davis hit the wall and on fire. He's okay and laughing. Brian Davis hit the wall. Okay, same thing. Yeah, Brian Davis, he's okay. Slosh just hit me up with a text. I can call Slosh and get him on the phone. Let me try to get him on the phone.
Man, you know what? That car there is the devil, man. That car has been upside down, side to side. Man, it hasn't been in the ring. That's the car I couldn't even keep.
That car's been through some battles, man.
Yes, it has. I mean, not no little battles, big battles.
No. It been through battles when Jimbo had it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Man.
That thing. Yeah, every time you look around, you almost the first person ring his name is Brian Davis.
Hey, Leon.
Yo.
We just started back together, baby.
That's Chucky, man.
They need to get rid of Chucky. They can't get rid of him. That's why we got it going like that.
Hey, Larry, dragging him up there at the Grove. Well, they're on their way home now. Yeah, they say that song's up. Mars away from there.
I know it. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. When he get that song out 100%, they ain't going to want to see
Joe Lill.
They're not going to want to see it. I'm talking about Bond Dunn. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not even going to say when he's 60 foot, but I'll tell you what. Like you just said.
You ain't got to tell me.
When he get it right, hey, it's going to be ugly.
Ooh-wee.
They say they had four of the pro boys on that thing. They got that thing to lead the line. It wasn't scaled for the driver.
Hey, man, I give that man his credit when credit is due, man. That's one of the baddest guys ever that I've known, period, point blank. And I know what he's doing.
And they say that's a full house up there right now. They say the Grove was a full house. Say you want to go get your money worth season racing? Go to the Grove right now. They say it's a full house. They got everything up there.
He's still shaking the car down?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but he was having trouble with it, Tail. He was having a minor problem with it. They didn't solve that problem.
I know when we were leaning, he was having ignition problems. Did he get that fixed?
Yes, sir.
They got that fixed. Now they got to get it rescaled for the driver. I guess that type of caliber car, you got to have it. It can't be guessing. It's got to be perfect. So the driver they put in there, I guess it wasn't scaled right for the driver, so he couldn't hold to it, so he cut it off.
Hey, Kyle.
You hear me? Anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we hear.
Oh, yeah. They said Brian Davis is okay. He hit the wall, car caught on fire.
Didn't say it was total. It made that, but just, you know, just said cock on fire. That was it.
Man, I
hey, Teo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, little sis is calling you.
Oh, I know. I know.
Hey, hey,
hey. Oh, you know, huh?
Hey, hey, Larry. Hey, Larry, you know what, though? Believe it or not, man, I had a good time last week hanging out with y'all all night long. You know that?
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you know what, and just listen to this. It wasn't no sorrow, no sadness. It was just business, man. And when we got there, we had fun, man. We did what we had to do, man. You know, and that's what it's all about. I was just telling them about that, man. You know, and hey, just keeping it 100. Because, see, whatever God got in the plan for us, ain't nothing we can do about it no way. But long as he got us here, we owe it to ourselves to enjoy ourselves as long as we can while we can, man. That's what it be about to me. I just had a birthday, the 23rd, day before yesterday. I just had a birthday, and God's been good to me. And thank you. I'm finna really get the ball in, because I'm finna go get that boat, and I'm going to put it out here in the front of the house, and I'm going to get me some crapper, y'all.
I'm here to tell you right now, them Soundgarden was fishing today, so somebody's going to have to fish tomorrow, fillet fish tomorrow, because they was catching it today, buddy.
I figured that, but down in Michigan, down there around Detroit, man, the big black crappie running down, the crappie running down there now, man. It's time to go get some crappie, man.
Hey, they're going to make me get me a pole and go down there myself and see if I can catch, see if I see a guy in me and see if I can catch some down there. This is in my back door.
I'm going to fool around and have all the drag races set around you and make everybody going to have a pole.
Hey, listen, man,
I think y'all crazier than you think, man. That's what I think.
Hey, Larry, what's the name? I got a pretty yard. I got plenty of room for them cars and them trailers now. Hey, Cam.
Man,
hey,
Leon.
That
motherfucker got acres and acres, dude. I thought the house was last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Leon said, man, what you had away you was in Alabama? I said, I'm trying to get the road, get home.
Leon said,
I'm over in Chicago. Leon said, hey, what the hell you was in Alabama? I said, man, I'm trying to get this road. And I met his wife and his kids and his little boys at the house. Truck. I said, man, God bless him. Man, I'll take him out there. You know. And it's just, you know what? You got to stop this thing to where people don't care about you. You think that you want to stay. That damn Leon, man, is unknowingly good people. I'm going to keep 100. He's good people. Uncle Larry, Tyson.
Yeah.
You know, we started this show, man, people didn't call in. It was just us four, us five, us six. And it's growing. So, guys, sometimes stop it. You know, people don't like our show. Who gives a damn? It's fine.
You guys make it fine.
Everybody.
And then it went number one. It went from nobody to number one.
And
then KSA got really big.
No, I knew it would. No, I did not mind. But you know, it goes back to like what you said, Larry. Man, if you ain't got the people, you ain't gonna
that's
get
right.
the spot. You know what I mean? You know,
that's right.
It went number one not because anything I did. It was the people calling in. They probably wanted to hear what stupid shit.
That's
they
right.
probably wanted to hear what stupid shit I was gonna say.
We did like AT&T. We reached out and touched them, and they called in. They started calling. We started having fun. We started having different conversations and so far and so on. And then you've been a good host anyway, because you keep a lot of topics. You come up with a lot of different topics and so far and so on. And sometimes you hit the nail dead on the head and they can't have no choice but to respond, you know, and that's what it's all about.
Hey, Leo,
Go ahead.
Was that a grudge? Eat what? Because, you know, they had a thread out about the grudge E-car.
I'm trying to think of what it was. Ball factor, I can't recall it. I don't know.
I don't know ball factor. 50. I'm a ball factor. Good heat race or what?
Hey, Leon.
Yo.
Leon, you got I got Wick's number. My phone is missing. That. Can you call Wick?
He ain't gonna answer no phone.
You ain't gonna get no phone call.
Hey y'all,
Wick gonna answer the phone. He gonna answer the phone.
Hey
man.
Leon, you know what? Leon, I got a question for Leon tonight. Leon, we want to honest question from you, and I know, matter of fact, let's just say that. But we want this question from you. If you take an asthma, are you done with it? And you know, I mean, you know, you made you know. What I'm saying is that we seen you bet with people, right?
Yeah.
We seen you lose a lot last year. But now you win, people don't want to fuck with you.
They going to tap me again.
Okay.
They just got to get themselves together. Hey, you can whoop my ass. That don't mean I'm done. I take ass whooping and shake it off and come on back. Eventually, I'm going to win. Eventually. That's the goal with anybody. I want to break that tie with Aaron, and I want to let Aaron know that they mess with no motherfucking newborn calf here. They mess with a grown man. Even they switch cars. I want to break that tie. We 1-1.
So your biggest thing is right now.
Huh?
Your biggest thing now is that you, so I said, your biggest thing now, you like to run Aaron again right now and break that tie.
Yeah. It's a 1-1.
Now, some people said, all right, let me hear something. Now, some people said, when you raced three lug, you didn't look too good.
That, hey.
Except three lug, right. Tell your ass, I'm Leon.
Hey,
Kevin. You're a snare.
Hey, Kevin.
And I would never.
We gotta let that go. I tell you what, all the ones say that three love, all they got to do is come on, bring them cars and come on.
Right, they get three love against you, right?
Hey, that means all of them should be. I bet you won't none of them run up on me on the 15 because I'm gonna be at all of them on the 15. Watch this. Hey, my boss is down. My daddy down. So I got to hold it down right now, and I think I did a perfect job of holding it down last Saturday. So I know I can hold it down now until you come back.
Yes, sir.
That's how I'm gonna put it like that.
And I want y'all to know, man. Grungie stood up, man. Grungie stood up. And they got some more killers. That won there. That's a lot of cars that's in Grungie that wasn't there, man. It's going to get worse and worse. And it ain't going to get no better, man. It's not going to get no better.
Hey, Larry,
I was there in Alabama, and I'm going to tell everybody right now that damn boy, that ain't playing.
Butt Naked can get his homework together.
And that's my dog, man.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I'll tell you something. I talked to Butt Naked. This was months back on the phone. We weren't on the show. We was just talking, shooting the shit, and he was telling me. He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Man, I'm biting my tongue right now." He goes, "I'm letting everybody just say what they're gonna say now." He said, "Boy, my car comes out, I'm fucking everybody up, and God bless him, man." He's handling it, man.
Hey, Tayo, Butt Naked has been out three times, and all three times he got a W.
Yeah,
right.
I told him, I said, what is Butt Naked? Is he our silent assassin or something? All three times he showed up, he got a win light.
Hey, Larry, you know what tickled me the other night on the show? When Butt Naked said, it might be funny, my car wasn't right, and everybody want to race me. But all of a sudden, when I put that W on, Wick and them have problems. All of a sudden, they got problems, so they didn't want no trouble that day. I said, man, how the hell we need to have a problem all of a sudden with Butt Naked get together because they know what's happening here.
Well, I was down there. Let me tell you something right there. Butt Naked, I'm telling you, dude, you better be careful. You know, he's a quiet guy, but you better be careful.
No, he ain't quiet. There ain't nothing quiet about Butt Naked.
And you know what, man? That damn Butt Naked, all I want to say to him is that, you know, and I want to say to Phil and them that they held up to make that race happen. And people say on the internet, but it's not the truth. The truth is that Phil and them wanted to race Butt Naked and hold up. And the track made decision to told them if Butt Naked could get there, they were going to let the race go. And we pushed Butt Naked back. I was one of the guys, but we was all in there. We pushed the car back, and his driver said, he sat there and said, man, transbrake ain't working. And I said and told Butt Naked, I said, fuck it, dude, just pay the punch out. Be done with it. And he did it. I said, you know, there's nothing we can do right now. I said, you know, we got to figure out what's wrong with it. You know, we got back over there. I said, I could pour that servo out, you know, and put it back in the car. But Butt Naked is, goddamn it, going to be wrecking this. You know, him and DJ Grant just get back in the car. DJ got his car fixed. But them boys from Alabama, and that damn, I'm going to tell you, that damn Turbo Tim, he done the fuck. And Turbo Tim is good with Butt Naked. But I'm telling you, that motherfucker right there ain't nothing to fuck with.
They was all talking shit, you know, about the, I don't know if it was, I forgot which race it was, if it was Lena or something about with the deer, you know, they was all busting his eggs and shit like that about that. And it's just like, and it seems like now, no one's talking. no one's saying much, you know.
What about Cold Killer? They say Cold Killer's a missile.
Well, listen, man. Just his name, just strike fear into people, man. Because I heard he was riding. He wasn't playing around with nobody.
Yeah, Cold Killer did his thing. You know. I'm gonna tell you another boy who's bad too. And if people keep playing games with him, that's that damn Big Low. White boy ain't gonna play with either. But I'm saying in Alabama, dude, they had the best show in the world. They wouldn't argue. You want to race. It wasn't about that bullshit, you know. And Tony Barnes is down there. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. Tony did a good job. When the grudge stood up, he kind of just kicked back and chill a little bit. I ain't gonna get punked out, but he just kicked back and chill.
Who was down there? Follow me. Who did you say was down there?
Who?
Tony Bynes. But a lot of people say they want to see Tony Bynes and them run. Tony Bynes and them run Butt Naked again.
Tony who?
Tony who? Bynes. They don't
Who is that?
They don't want to see them troubles. Man, I'm turning up. You tell Tony Bynes them to bring that motherfucker. Bam, bam, they do not want them troubles. And now I'm saying, he's a bad driver. He don't want them troubles.
Hey, Cal.
Tony never called out. He never, ever called out Butt Naked with Gangster Boo, too.
What'd you say,
hey,
Gangster Boo? Who?
Kevin, little sis called you.
Kev. What did you say, Gangster Boo Hoo?
They call it Gangster
Boo.
Oh, Gangster Boots. Oh, I thought you said Gangster Boo Hoo.
Oh,
like I'm crying. Boo Hoo Hoo. Matt, I'm sorry.
I know Tyson on here too. Car ran good. I mean, like I was there. Car ran good, but all I can say is, Tony, you're doing a good job, but. You need to slow down a little bit, bro. You need to slow down because
McCarrie wasn't that good.
Mateo. Listen, I'm going to hang up. I got Addy doing karaoke in the front room. You guys have a good weekend, and if you're racing, be safe. And you guys have a good Memorial Day.
All right, you too. God bless you, too.
Have a good night.
All right, Tina.
We're going to see you next week, right?
Yeah. You just get my number from Taylor and let me know.
All right, I will. I'll get it from you.
Okay. Bye.
All right, see you guys.
Hey, Theo.
Yes, sir.
When we get back together this time, man, as you come in and pay to get in the gate, we're going to be handing out fire suits.
What?
We're going to be handing out fire. We're going to have flames coming out, burning down the whole damn stands on both sides this time.
Yeah, you know, I've got to, because I want to get back out there, because I told Sleepy, you know, when he's when his truck was all ready to go, I wanted to give me a little notice so I can get time to get down there, because I want to be down there when he goes to shake down and, you know, help him out if I got to push his truck, you know, get his line or whatever, you know, and help him get going out there.
Sleepy, that's my guy, man. Sleepy's a good guy.
Yeah,
boy.
I love
Sleepy,
man.
Oh, hold on. Let me get by Sleepy. Hold on one second. Man, Sleepy is doing some shit. Sleepy's on a fucking diet. Man, he looks so good. Sleepy lost about 30 pounds.
Oh.
So what does he weigh? 75 pounds now? Because I don't remember Sleepy being big.
Man,
me neither.
Sleepy looked good. Sleepy looked
Hey, Theo, he got a twin. His name is not Sleepy. But him and Sleepy is almost identical, man. His name, I forgot what Sleepy told me his name was, but he'd be at the track, and everybody think that's Sleepy, and it's not Sleepy.
That's what I told Sleepy. I said, man, I sent 20 grand down to help you get your truck going. I gave it to you, man. I must have gave it to the wrong guy. I thought what if that was you up miling, man? I think I said, okay, thanks.
Oh, honest guys, you had Sleepy looking good, dude. He lost like 30 pounds.
Like I said, man, I told Sleep that when he gets that thing out or when it hits the track, I told him I was going to be there. So I can't wait for that sucker to get going, man.
Sleepy's gonna make it do what he gotta do.
I think when Sleepy's truck come out of it, you guys think I got a loud mouth, and then you know I gotta back up Sleepy when he get going. So, yeah, I'm excited for him. I'm excited to get that sucker out and get going, man.
Now Melvin is from Melvin been knowing Sleepy like I have, but I'm telling you right now, Sleepy lost a lot of weight. He said, Kev, I'm just getting my shit together. I don't want no excuses. You know, he said, man, I'm ready to race. I said, hey, man, so you looking good. I'm sorry, man, he lost like 30 pounds.
Yeah, I got to lose weight. I'll start tomorrow. But tonight I'm going to eat like a motherfucker. But I'll start lose weight tomorrow. I'll put everything off tomorrow.
Get out, we're excited.
Hey, I'm eating my ass off the next couple of days.
No, I haven't. I'm too busy with my baseball stuff like that. I'm always up trying to be active.
That goddamn, hold on, Lisa. That damn Mississippi Joe, that's a big motherfucker.
Well, see how big that truck is. I can walk under his truck.
That motherfucker big, dude. Solid. I mean, he's fucking solid. Joe, good people, too.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm saying, man, we all got good people in this game, man. We got to stick together. Stop the bullshit.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Larry fell off, man.
I wonder what Donnie Yates and them do up there today. Because they're with the Maryland. Yeah, because that race is what? Tomorrow? Yeah, that race is tomorrow.
Let me see if I can trigger Ricky real quick. See what's happening that way. I'm calling on Joe, too. See what's happening. Find out what's happening, fellas. Well, let me hit Gunner. Gunner's up there.
Oh, Gunner pick up there?
Yeah, he's up to race.
Well, everything, man, that's the tough part about our show, man. Sometimes we're missing all that racing. Everybody's up the track.
Yeah, you're right. You probably won't hear nothing from nobody until about late on.
Yeah, I gotta figure something out for next week because they got that race up in Bakersfield. I want to take my car up to, so I gotta figure out how to do this on the road. See if there's any G bodies I could put up on the trailer. Some Regals. See if I can find me some Regals or something like that up there. And put them on a trailer just because it's a Regal. And I hope it's a girl driving it, too.
Shit. Leon, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
Tell them about them girls up there on your side trying to get drive.
Hey, man, they got some balls at the Grove. Was not playing last Saturday. We went to the Grove last Saturday. I mean, they got some balls not playing around. Boy, just drives as good as the men.
Well, see, you know what? And that's what I was saying earlier, man. I got nothing against women drivers. I love the women in the game. I just, all I said was I haven't been beat by one, and I'm not going to get beat by one.
They got some can get it, boy, with their nitrous. Mm-hmm. That Brian, his wife ain't playing. And she deadly with that tree. Deadly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know they're out there. I just haven't raced one.
Hey, Leon, I'm gonna let you take care of Tail.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, like they always told me, keep living just as good as we keep racing. You gonna meet that match.
Do you remember? It was a comedian, Andy Kaufman. He was the guy that would lock up on Taxi.
Right.
He used to tell everybody he was the world intergender champion. He'd only wrestle women, and he would beat the women, and that's how he became a champion. So he didn't want to race. He didn't want to wrestle men because he'd get his ass whooped. So how does he not lose the men? He don't race them. I mean, he don't out wrestle them. That's just it, like that, man.
So you trying to tell us that you're not gonna race the women?
No, I didn't say that. You pick and choose your battles.
Well, you know, you got yourself in a rough spot tonight.
No, I was in a good spot. I didn't say. Listen, I did not say anything.
Is that Lady E still on? Lady E still on here?
Lee, she's still on, but she probably fell asleep on like she did last week.
Oh, Lady did.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know Leon on here. He's been racing over 25 years, and let Leon be the judge of it.
Well, how you gonna be the judge of something that hasn't happened?
Well, you know, we got a biased person here, so let's you know. I want to see if she got this black Regal here in Detroit. She got a black Regal in Detroit, man. She's pretty, and that motherfucker runs.
I'll see you on Telegraph one night.
Well, Kevin, they talking about my ties too big. That's all I got.
Leon, let's get this straight right now. Leon, your ties ain't too big. Let's stop all that bullshit. You built your car the way you want it to run. People need to stop at all the time.